Wrestling. The news you can't lose, the news you can't lose with the Loser Lee's Wrestling Crew. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Moa Jaswal,
how the heck are you, bud? How are you
feeling? I'm doing great today. Things are like really good. I think it's spring. I think spring equinox is here.
Is that the deal? Look, that's tomorrow, isn't it?
I don't know. I read it. My Roku has changed the home screen into a bunch of flowers, so I'm like, it must be something important, you know?
Roku knows. And this is the news you can't lose, where we cover the news from March 14th to March 20th. This is the week. Is it the spring equinox?
Spring equinox in Northern Hemisphere was at 4:37 a.m. Today, March 20th.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Yeah. You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here on the Loser Lee's Wrestling. We know when the spring equinox is. But we also know what news we've had this week. And boy, have we had a news week. It's been a pretty average. It's been an average week.
Okay. All right. You're lowering expectations. I got you. Yeah, because usually you've got the big ones, the headlines, you know.
I wrote this down, and I already regret writing this down because I don't care that much. NXT has a COVID outbreak.
Hey, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's it's just like, of course they did.
Oh.
Of course. Outbreaks. I don't know why I'm surprised or I'm calling it news when they have an outbreak. It just feels like it's almost like, well, they're going to have an outbreak. They're doing this during COVID.
Sure. I'm trying really hard not to pay attention to those posts from wrestlers or celebrities in general that were just defying guidelines, hanging out in clubs and bars and whatever. There were a few NXT wrestlers that were doing that that I saw just like a couple months ago or something. I just try to ignore it.
One puts Roman Reigns at risk. No one.
Yeah.
No one puts Roman Reigns at risk. We can't do that. It's too important.
It was an NXT, though, not the main roster. So Roman's still okay.
But it could still connect.
It could connect.
There's connective tissue.
Yeah. It's stupid. Yeah. A lot of people were caught in that, though. There are rumors flying all over the place, but it seems like Triple H, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Triple H is in quarantine. That is on my news.
Oh, it's a separate one?
No, but I just realized it's probably the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's connected, yeah.
It's probably connected.
Pete Dunne.
Oh, man.
Johnny Gargano, I think. A lot of them. A lot of the big
ones. I hope they all get better and healthy and they start listening to the rules. Let's start helping each other out so we could all be healthy. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Big news. Hot dog news. Layla Hirsch is All Elite. Layla Hirsch is now officially signed with the company.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Isn't that great?
She's great.
She's so good.
We're such big fans of Layla Hirsch, and we want her to be a part of it, which is just a great addition to the women's roster.
Oh,
real
yeah.
fun.
She had an interview about that.
Did she?
Yeah, apparently she... She was actually signed in October, or like after her first or second match or something like that. They just took a really long time to actually announce it like publicly, but she's been signed since then.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was like she got praise backstage after her match, and then Kenny was like, "All right, but seriously, like, what's your schedule? What are you doing?" And then she told him, and then she met with Christopher Daniels, and Daniels gave her the contract like to sign like right then and there after her match. So
she was
like, "I don't know why they've kept it quiet this long. Maybe there's reasoning behind it. Maybe there's, you know." They're just finding the right moment, but yeah, that's. I'm glad it didn't take them this long to figure out how much of a star she is.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see what she does next. I hope the best for her and the women's division of AEW because they deserve more. Each one of them. My pen ran out right during the middle of a show. Blast it. Moving on, we got another match. This is interesting. Have you heard about Fastlane, WWE Fastlane, Moa? Have you heard about it?
Well, I've heard about it, but what is newsworthy about it, Red? I can't imagine.
Well, apparently there's a match on there that kind of took me by surprise. Randy Orton versus Alexa Bliss.
Have you heard about this? I'm not paying attention to WWE at all, apparently.
Alexa Bliss has aligned herself with Bray Wyatt. She's now like a scary extra, what is it called? Like, not extraterrestrial, paranormal, not paranormal, extranormal. What is it? When you're
sure
like Undertaker, supernatural.
Supernatural. That's a word. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with supernatural, like type performer. And apparently they're gonna have a match. I don't know what it's gonna look like, but I'm honestly pretty excited. I'm gonna watch Fastlane because of this match.
She has like the last I was watching, she had like the spirit of Bray Wyatt, of the Fiend in her, which I thought was really cool. So she would, they would take advantage of like the lack of audience, you know, and being able to edit in the ring, you know? And so she would be this like kind of Harley Quinn type of character, and then all of a sudden the lights would turn out, and then she would completely change her entire appearance to like a more like fiendish sort of character. And then she'd be more vicious and aggressive and stuff. So she was messing with Randy Orton this whole time. I didn't expect them to have a match, whatever that's going to look like.
I'm kind of excited about it.
It's super cool.
I don't know. I'm interested. They got my attention. I mean, now I'm going to tune in to watch.
It's definitely one of the most interesting storylines going on in WWE right now. As speaking as someone that doesn't watch WWE
at all, yeah. Neither of us watch at all. But I love Alexa Bliss. Yeah. I think Alexa Bliss is one of the best performers in WWE right now.
Oh, for sure.
And I hope for the best for her. Moving on to some hot, spicy news from AEW. Yeah, Gunn, Billy Gunn. You ever heard of him? You ever heard of Billy Gunn?
I've heard of Billy Gunn, yeah.
He's got two sons. He's got one, I can't remember his name, and one Austin Gunn. Remember, yes. Austin Gunn?
Of course. How could we forget?
He's got a hip-hop album that's just released.
Jesus Christ, right? Jesus Christ. What are you doing? Tell me more about this hip-hop album, please.
You know, I didn't read any more than that.
I need to know what kind of raps these kids are doing.
Well, it's pretty big. Everyone loves Austin Gunn. That's a lie. I don't think many people love Austin Gunn.
No, I love Austin. Austin Gunn's a good guy. Is he a good guy? I don't know if he's a good guy. But yeah,
you heard
I have a lot of respect,
folks,
for him.
Moa endorses Austin Gunn no matter what he says and does in the future. Moa is responsible. Yeah. But you're a big Austin Gunn fan?
Well,
you love
I don't
his
know.
Hip-hop?
I need to check out his hip-hop, apparently. But no, he just added so much energy to all the shows for the last year. He's been a one-man crowd that gets everybody hyped. And that's like such a big deal. He's an exhausting person. I don't ever think I want to talk to him or hang out with him. But I appreciate him.
That's actually a very good point. He's been the number one cheerleader for AEW on those shows. So good for him. And good for his album. We hope it does well. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Let's listen
we
to
should.
It. Yeah.
We should listen to it. We should all listen to it. Check out Austin Gunn's new album and let us know what it's called. Send us an email, loserleavespod@gmail.com, to let us know if you've listened to the album. Moving on, Moet. We've got another Hall of Fame inductee. You ready for this one? Eric Bischoff has been announced for the WWE Hall of Fame. Is this deserving? Do you like this? Oh,
of course it's deserving. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. He's such a major part of pro wrestling. That's going to be fun. It's sorry, my voice is going out. It's really exciting to think about just that he was able to be on AEW a few weeks ago. That's not like blacklisting him. I can't wait to see what his speech is going to be like. There's going to be some juicy stuff in that. I don't know. I think it's going to be great, Red.
Who's inducting him? I'm asking, who would you pick?
I don't know. Hulk Hogan? That feels bad. He's going to be hosting WrestleMania.
He's inducting that. Yeah. Is he hosting WrestleMania?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I thought it was a joke. It might be a joke. It's Hulk Hogan and Titus O'Neil. Is that a joke?
Oh my god!
I can't. It's.
I don't even know what to do.
Nah, it's not a. It's not a joke. It's on everywhere.
I can't deal with this.
I saw the photo. I was like, nope. I'm not even gonna look into this. But this is the first time I'm looking into it.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't even get the host idea. I guess it's just a way to inject them randomly into parts. But I'm just. Ugh.
Well, if it's a fun host, like if you know someone that you know,
The Rock was a fun host.
Yeah, that's a good one because you know he's not going to wrestle, but you want to see him. It's another spectacle sort of thing. This guy,
I guess it's the same deal. It's the same deal as Rock, except WWE picks problematic people instead of The Rock, which we want. We want The Rock. All right, moving on. Good for Eric Bischoff. We're so happy for Eric Bischoff. Guy needed a win. Dude needed to win. Moving on, last piece of news here. We got Jack Evans apparently has some heat in AEW. You hear about this?
I did hear Jack, about that one, yeah.
He busted open 10 on AEW Dark, accidentally hit his elbow, hit his face, and it was right before Negative One was supposed to come in the ring, and they're supposed to taunt, so this is bloody 10 holding the hand of Brody Lee Jr., and this was the same day that Amanda Huber was saying, like, oh, it's not a big deal that my son's a part of this. He enjoys it, blah, blah, blah. To see him with a bloodied wrestler isn't a good look.
Yeah, they, like, fist bump and his hand was all bloody.
Yeah,
fist bump a child's hand. It's, yeah, it's unfortunate. I think the kid's probably seen enough messed up things in wrestling at this point and had those people talk to him afterwards and be like, hey, this is all, it's all okay, you know? I don't know. Well, I'm sure it didn't affect Jack the kid Evans. At all. Yeah. It just
I feel
sucks
bad for Jack Evans.
Yeah, he's, yeah, yeah. Because he, I don't know. I feel like he's trying. I think he's just a little sloppy as a wrestler. He's 39, apparently.
Yeah,
he's
I know,
still
he's
doing
39.
Flippy move type stuff, which is crazy.
And he doesn't need to be, because he's a great heel. He could just be more heelish and do less flippy stuff, and he'd still be just as good.
It's true.
He'd still be just as good.
Yeah,
because he's a great character. We hope him the best, and we hope he gets out of the doghouse, because we want more of him in Helico. But that is it with the news. That is it with the news, Moa. That's all the news I got to give. There's no more. And then that's the end of the show. Gotcha! Because there's mailman Moa bag.
You did great, Red. And yeah. And now we're turning it into the mailbag. I'm ready for this. Are you ready for
this?
Did
you like that trick where I said that it was the whole thing was over and the show was over and then I said the mailbag?
You scared me because I thought you forgot about the mailbag.
I definitely.
But it turns out you didn't forget about the mailbag. We got three of them. We got
three
okay. From three completely different people. Three emails. Are you ready?
No, I'm ready for it.
Number one, Chuck from the UK. Chuck from the UK.
What a fucking piece of shit he is. Oh, it's UK. Okay, gotcha. From the UK.
Yeah.
Which is
UK.
Oh, I get
UK,
it.
UK, UK. Yeah, Chuck from the UK.
Chuck from the UK.
I thought that was fun to say. All right. Anyways, greetings. I didn't know if it was. I was like, is that it's offensive good. To call it UK?
No, it's not at all offensive.
No, it's probably not. I was like, I just hope. I hope our poor UK viewership isn't disappointing me. Greetings! If you could mash any two wrestlers together to make a perfect wrestler, who would you mash together? Like Play-Doh?
I guess, yeah, mush together, mash, yeah. Two wrestlers that would be a good pairing, like, that would make a great wrestler.
What kind of wrestler do you like, Red?
I like submission guys and brawly guys.
Oh, I like big guys that can do flippy things.
Interesting.
I like big guys that can move, like Keith Lee and Darby Allin.
Oh, Keith Lee and Darby Allin? Is that the one? Yikes! What a this kid will look like he came out of a Play-Doh container.
He's the strong, just... yeah,
big arms, strong. Small chest.
Wait, how is this working? I just assumed it would be Keith Lee, but as a like a. Flippy,
no,
like he could flip, but you're saying it's like a terrifying Frankenstein people.
You're right the first time. It's similar qualities, but the idea of the mushing together would be very funny.
That's terrifying.
I mean, if Keith Lee and Darby Allin had a baby,
I don't want to see that baby. Don't show me that baby.
That's a funny baby. That is a funny baby. I don't know who I'd pick. I think I'd pick Jeff Cobb and Daniel Bryan. Jeff Cobb and Daniel Bryan.
Wrestling ability of both of them.
Yeah.
Because Daniel Bryan, he doesn't do suplexes, but no. I bet he would if he looked like Jeff Cobb. I bet he would be doing suplexes.
I picked two similar guys, didn't I? I guess I had to pick someone. They're similar styles.
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, they work their, like... their body type, they just do the best version of what they could do.
Jeff Cobb and JBL.
There you go. That's a weird
I love JBL's like freaking brawl style. I love it.
Big yeah.
Man. Okay, excellent question. Excellent question, Chuck from the UK.
All right. Rory from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh.
Dear podcast.
Probably
friends.
One of our new Arizona listeners. Thank you so much for listening in Arizona.
There you go. Podcast friend. He is a friend. He's a friend of the podcast. Only because he calls his podcast friends.
It's sweet.
Dear podcast friends, if you could take one women's wrestler from the past and put her in AEW now, who would you pick from the past? Someone.
China. Right?
Jade Cargill kind of has the China style.
But
China
China's
vibes.
Bigger.
You think so? I don't remember.
Yeah. I think China was bigger than Triple H.
You just want a bigger Jade Cargill. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
China was taller than Triple H, I believe.
Yeah.
I'd say China or Lita.
Lita, yeah.
Lita would be pretty cool. Because there's no one, there's still no one like Lita right now. That's kind of like a Jeff Hardy. She sold well. She did hurt herself a lot.
You're right, though. Yeah, there aren't many, like, luchador type.
Oh, there are luchador types, like Thunder Rosa.
Oh, I was thinking, like, more like luchador of, like, the, like, Phoenix style of constant flips, crazy stuff, you know?
You're right. You're right.
I don't know. Luchadoras, I guess. But well, I can't think of
thanks for catching that.
Yeah. I can't think of anything. I just say China and move on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rory.
Bull Nakano.
Well, yeah.
Bull Nakano would be fucking cool right now. I actually really like Bull Nakano. Her and Medusa had a great match at SummerSlam. Or Lunger Blaze, she was named.
Yeah, Bull Nakano had an amazing haircut.
She had a great look. Such a great look. And she looks great now. She looks better now than she did then.
Lunger Blaze would be amazing in AEW. Her younger prime. You know, more athletic prime. Yeah.
You'd do great. She'd do great. Excellent question. What's her name?
Rory.
Rory. Rory from
Flagstaff.
UConn?
Flagstaff. Arizona. Greta is the next one. You ready for Greta?
Yeah, Greta.
Greta from Toronto.
Well, it sounds like they were lazy in writing that.
What's a flood dream? What's a flood dream? What's a flood dream, Red?
It's probably a typo. What is a flood
dream? I don't know. I wasn't sure if Greta was trying to put one over on me. You know, I feel like this is a recurring thing with the mailbag is the writers put some kind of spin on a word we got a lot of punny writers, a lot of people with puns.
So when I saw listeners,
I saw FL Dream, Flood Dream. So I thought it made Florida Dream. I don't know. But anyways,
I think you're reading too much into it. Like QAnon would.
Yeah, I got some conspiracy theories.
You're trying to find some conspiracy in this, but it's just our listeners, Moet. It's just our listeners.
What's a flood dream match you have always wanted? What's a dream match you have always wanted?
Dream match that I've always wanted. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, JBL versus Mick Foley.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite random.
I remember when Foley was making his slight little comeback, I was just like, put him with, and JBL was a hot heel. I was just like, what a great match they would have. He'd beat the shit out of Foley. That would be the match. Mm-hmm. But Foley works so well in that type of match.
Yeah. Speaking of Mick Foley, I wish he got to do a feud with John Moxley. I think that would have been amazing. Did you know about all that craziness?
Yeah, I do remember. John Moxley couldn't just hold off on talking about his family.
Yeah,
he couldn't just hold off.
But also, come on, it's pro wrestling. Just give him a break. Like, it's all...
He asked.
Yeah.
Foley's like, please don't.
That is kind of weird.
And he's just like, oh, I'm going to do it still.
Yeah, that is kind of stupid. I wonder if John Moxley would do that today. I don't know. But he was way younger back then. There was that cool video of Moxley like harassing Mick Foley. Like, it was like done like handheld.
Yeah.
Like a fan. At a hotel or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really intense because no one knew who the hell he was, really. Dean Ambrose at the time. It was really good.
Man, what a disappointing. Man, I kind of wish. Because like the storyline was really cool with that too. The storyline was that like, look at my body. Like John Moxley's like, I'm covered in scars because of watching your matches.
Yeah.
You know, and like that was the thing. He's like, now I'm going to hurt you. What a great match that would have been. That's my match. You're right. John Moxley versus Foley. Damn.
Yeah. We missed it. Yeah. And it was right at that point where he could have done it. He wasn't. Yeah. He could have came back and done like a safe match of some kind.
It was the following year that he stopped wrestling.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Following year, he got a concussion test and they're like, nope.
Wait a second.
Dude, what have you been doing? You are a what?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Okay, well, that was it, Red. That's all we got.
Wow, that was it. That's all the news. That's all the news and the mailbag news. All of it. All of it wrapped up in a neat little bow by the Loser Lee's Wrestling Crew. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and go on to the reviews section of wherever you're listening to this goddamn podcast and write a nice little review and a 5-star one at that. And then make sure to send us some more mail to the mailbag at loserleespod@gmail.com. But that's all the show. That's it. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Moa Jaswal.
Moa Jaswal, if you were any article of clothing, what would you be?
Just like a real big lacy bra.
You freak. You dirty dog. Hell yeah.
Bye, that everyone. Creepy. No, wait, bye. Let me choose a different one. I just thought it'd be funny, but it's actually really creepy. Hold
on. No. You're big lacy bra.
I just realized
bra.
What the potential of that.
Big lacy bra.
No, I thought it. I was thinking of, like, the comfort of. Jeez.
No, I'm keeping all of this in here. The comfort, everything.
Let's just say sweatpants. I want to be sweatpants.
Oh, sweatpants. Thank you all so much for listening. Bye.